Lesson 32, using question words in French. So now we're going to learn how to say things like how, when, who, why. So first of all, where. The word for where in French is
où.
Very simply, O-U with an accent. So how do you say you are going?
Vous allez.
And so you are going where would be?
Vous allez où?
So adding the where at the end of a sentence sounds quite unnatural in English, but it's very natural in French. Vous allez où? And to change it around, where go you would be?
Où allez-vous?
Which again, like we would say, where are you going? It's quite natural. And then finally, where is it that you are going?
Où est-ce que vous allez?
So you add the est-ce after the où. Où est-ce que vous allez? Now the word for how much or how many is
combien,
which is useful when doing your shopping. Now the word for they are eating, the phrase they are eating in present is
ils mangent.
So now let's look at the question, how many apples are they eating?
Combien de pommes mange-t-il?
So if you look at that literally, how many of apples eat they? Combien de pommes mange-t-il? And how many apples have they eaten in the past tense?
Combien de pommes ont-ils mangé?
So again, you just change around the pronoun and the verb. So instead of ils ont mangé, ont-ils mangé? And in the future tense, how many apples are they going to eat?
Combien de pommes vont-ils manger?
Again, change around the pronoun and the verb. So we'll do a few more examples to help you remember. The word for how in French is
comment.
And go you would be
allez-vous.
So how go you, or how's it going, as we would say, is
comment allez-vous?
So that's a very common way of asking how are you in French. Comment allez-vous? How go you? Whereas how do you go to the station would be
comment allez-vous à la gare?
So how go you to the station, literally. And how is it that you're going to the station?
Comment est-ce que vous allez à la gare?
So again, you add the est-ce after the question word and before the pronoun. Comment est-ce que vous allez à la gare? But it means exactly the same, just a slightly different way of asking the question. And then simply, you go how?
Vous allez comment?
Now the French for what on its own is
quoi.
And they were eating, so this is back to the imperfect tense. How do we say they were eating?
Ils mangeaient.
So they were eating what would therefore be
ils mangeaient quoi?
So quoi is used when it's added to the end of a sentence. When you want to put what at the beginning of the sentence, it becomes qu'est-ce que. So if you were to ask, what is it that they will eat?
Qu'est-ce qu'ils mangeront?
Now, we will watch is...
Nous regarderons.
So we will watch what would be...
Nous regarderons quoi?
So again, adding quoi at the end of the question. Now, if we're going to put it what at the beginning, how do we say what is it that we will watch?
Qu'est-ce que nous regarderons?
So either qu'est-ce que at the beginning or quoi at the end. Now the word for when in French is...
Quand.
So that's Q-U-A-N-D, but the D is silent. Quand. Now, do you leave would be...
Partez-vous.
So leave you, that is literally. So when do you leave?
Quand partez-vous?
And when is it that you leave?
Quand est-ce que vous partez?
So again, just adding the est-ce after the question word and before the pronoun. And what about you leave when?
Vous partez quand?
Again, very natural to say that in French, not so natural in English, but vous partez quand is very common. And the question, when is it that he left?
Quand est-ce qu'il est parti?
So you'll see, you just add est-ce in the middle again, and il est parti in the past tense. Now, who in French is...
Qui?
Q-U-I, qui. Is the lady is...
Et la femme.
So simply, who is the lady?
Qui est la femme?
And then finally, who is the daddy would be...
Qui est le papa?
Now, French for why is...
Pourquoi?
Literally, for what. We've learnt the word for, pour, and we've learnt the word what, quoi. So join them together. Pourquoi is why. Now, how do you say, is it that you have done it?
Est-ce que vous l'avez fait?
So notice at the end, vous l'avez fait. You have done it. You add the L before avez. Vous l'avez fait. And then add the est-ce to the beginning. So therefore, join them together to make why have you done it or why is it that you have done it?
Pourquoi est-ce que vous l'avez fait?
Now what was why again?
Pourquoi?
And how do you say he goes to church?
Il va à l'église.
So why does he go to church is...
Pourquoi va-t-il à l'église?
And then why is it that he goes to church?
Pourquoi est-ce qu'il va à l'église?
And now to go back over what we've learnt before. So the verb parler in the present tense. How do you say I speak English?
Je parle anglais.
What about you speak German?
Vous parlez allemand.
They speak Spanish.
Ils parlent espagnol.
You speak Arabic.
Vous parlez arabe.
They speak French.
Ils parlent français.
Now let's have a look at some adjectives. So how do you say the son is young?
Le fils est jeune.
What about the father is fat?
Le père est gros.
The mother is fat.
La mère est grosse.
The sister is tall.
La sœur est grande.
The son is small.
Le fils est petit.
The mother is tired.
La mère est fatiguée.
And now for some numbers. He is buying a bike for 100 euros.
Il achète un vélo pour 100 euros.
She's buying a bike for 300 euros.
Elle achète un vélo pour 300 euros.
We are buying a car for 500 euros.
Nous achetons une voiture pour 500 euros.
They are going to buy a boat for 1,000 euros.
Ils vont acheter un bateau pour 1000 euros.
I am going to buy a plane for 1,000,000 euros.
Je vais acheter un avion pour 1,000,000 d'euros.
He will buy a bus for 20,000 euros.
Il achètera un bus pour 20,000 euros.
And we will buy a taxi for 5,000 euros.
Nous achèterons un taxi pour 5,000 euros.
Now, do you remember how to say, I would like to order a sandwich?
Je voudrais commander un sandwich.
And what about my sandwich is terrific?
Mon sandwich est formidable.
The waitress is kind.
La serveuse est gentille.
The French man is sensitive.
L'homme français est sensible.
Now for the imperfect tense that we just learnt. So remember that means you were doing something or you used to do something. So how do you say you used to walk every day?
Vous marchiez tous les jours.
So I-E-Z on the end with the vous form. Vous marchiez. And what about she used to walk quickly?
Elle marchait vite.
So marcher, A-I-T on the end for elle or for il. And what about they used to walk quickly?
Il marchait vite.
Now with the verb rester, to stay. I was staying in the bedroom.
Je restais dans la chambre.
My mother was staying in the kitchen.
Ma mère restait dans la cuisine.
My sisters stayed in the car.
Mes sœurs restaient dans la voiture.
My brother lived with my father.
Mon frère habitait avec mon père.
And we used to live in a big house.
Nous habitions dans une grande maison.
And with the verb être, if we remember the stem is et, so how would you say I was in Paris?
J'étais à Paris.
What about he was in Paris?
Il était à Paris.
We were in Paris.
Nous étions à Paris.
You were in Paris.
Vous étiez à Paris.
And they were in Paris.
Ils étaient à Paris.